Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the studio this morning with four guests I want to introduce you to. I have Hillary Seeland here, who is a Secondary Learning Support Coordinator for Sitka School District. And next to her is Taylor Bowser, who is an AmeriCorps volunteer. She does reading and math intervention at Keet Gushaheen. Good morning, ladies. And we have two students also in the studio. Fiona Roche is an eighth grader at Blatchley Middle School, and Jason Young is a seventh grader at Blatchley Middle School. Thank you both for coming in this morning. And we are here to talk about Day of Caring, which is going to be April 20th. But what is Day of Caring? Jason, can you tell us a little bit about Day of Caring?
Day of Caring is a day where we as Blatchley Middle School can give back to our ever so kind community, and they've helped us out a lot because we get some so great things.
Okay. Well, how did Day of Caring come about to be? Why is this happening on April 20th?
So what happened was the art teacher at Blatchley Middle School, Mindy Saman, had worked at a previous school in Montana, and they did this activity. And she actually brought it to the elective team at Blatchley Middle School and thought this would be an excellent model to use in our own community. So everybody kind of rallied around it, and here we are.
Now, is the elective team, is that made up of students, or is it of teachers?
It is made up of teachers. It's Carl Jordan, Amanda Duvall, Carrie Sagel, Sarah Frank, and Mindy Saman. And Matt Potter has been also advising on that team.
Okay. And so what did this elective team decide to do? What has become as a result of deciding to do Day of Caring?
So the idea is that Blatchley has had the Discover Your Potential event for years now. And the community has constantly been in volunteering their time and services and expertise and love. And this idea was this group of very talented and passionate educators coming together and saying, let's give something back. Let's give.
Wow.
Let's share the kindness and share the love.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as a result, there have been some PACs, I think is the word that I was told earlier this morning, about community and giving and receiving. Fiona, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what PACs are and what they have been focused on as you've been gearing up for this Day of Giving?
Yeah, sure. Well, PAC is a small group of students from each grade. They're multiple from each grade. And they each have like a teacher who's kind of running it. And we just talk about goals. And in the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about Day of Caring. So,
okay.
It's just, yeah.
And so what are some of the things you've been chatting about as you talk about goals? Like, is this goals for what you're going to do on the day? Or are you talking more about like what community means or...
Like what community means to us, basically, and just, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think, Jason, did you have any takeaway from these discussions about what community means?
It's kind of like for us that what I took away from is it's like a group of like people like just working together just to help themselves and to help each other out in their community.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And Fiona, you had a big role, or you've had kind of a large role in this Day of Caring in that you designed the t-shirt for this event.
There was a contest and I won the contest.
Oh, congratulations.
So, my design is going to be on the t-shirt, and that's what the whole school is going to be wearing across the community. So,
and what is the design? What should we look for?
It is a fishing boat, basically, and it says, 2018 Day of Caring on the top, and it labels us as Blatchley Middle School students, so you'll know when you guys see it.
Okay. And is there a certain color? Are these all a certain shade?
Yes, they are blue.
Okay.
Yes.
So drivers, people out in the community, beware for mobs of blue and drive extra cautiously. Taylor, you're involved as an AmeriCorps volunteer. What can you tell us about, you're not the only AmeriCorps volunteer doing this, is that right?
Right. There are a handful of us, and we are going to be going with the different groups of Blatchley Middle School students, and we will serve to kind of support each group that's going out and also do our best to help as well. We are working at our primary sites around the community. For example, I'm up at Kikushihin. And so it's going to be a really fun opportunity for us to kind of get out of our primary sites and go around the community and get involved a little bit in the other organizations that are here and kind of show our support as well, because we've been so grateful to be accepted into this wonderful community. I know for me, at least, I'm just always so grateful at all the kindness that people show to me as an AmeriCorps. So it's a great opportunity to give back.
I'm impressed. It's an AmeriCorps volunteer doing more giving, but this is just a great sentiment that's happening on the 20th. People who have given to Blatchley, now Blatchley's given back. Maybe one of you can talk a little bit about what exactly is going to happen on the 20th. Like, there's going to be over 300 students, mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. throughout the community, but what are they going to be doing?
So we're going to start to, I will also note that the Alaska Council of School Administrators, working with Cars Safeway, provided a grant which helped fund T-shirts and snacks and water. So I think that's good to thank them. Mm-hmm. The morning of the 20th, students will gather at an assembly, and we're going to have several speakers. TJ Agnew Taylor is going to be speaking, Charlie Skulka, Adonna Adams, who's a Mount Edgecombe High School student, and Elias Erickson, who's a Sitka high school student or elected school board member as well, are going to be speaking, and there'll be some motivational work. And then from 9:30 to noon, students are going to be spread throughout the community, including places like the White Elephant, cleaning up and beautifying that, working with Sitka Gymnastics and Sitka Circ, setting up for the Jungle Book performance, which will be super fun. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska, some folks are going to be going and helping them get the buses all ready to go for tourists. There's going to be some students that go to the Raptor Center that help work with the birds and getting things ready to go. There's going to be a skate park project, so a group of students is going to be down there working on the skate park. There's going to be some folks working at the various schools at Mount Edgecombe Preschool, Pacific High, cleaning up the garden and getting the garden ready to go. Mount Edgecombe High School has some work happening there too.
Wow.
It's just a variety of fun projects. And maybe you two could talk about what your specific pack is
that'd
going
be great.
To do.
Right now I'm gonna go over to the Sitka Sound Science Center and do some work over there, like try and help them move animals or move just kind of, or maybe painting, I'm not really sure, but yeah, it'll be a fun time. It sounds really nice, right?
And also helpful, but yeah, fun for you too. Yeah, Fiona, what are you going to be doing?
My group is going to be going to, I think, mainly the White Elephant, but we might be delivering them other places too, but we're planting flowers in some planters and delivering them across the community.
So great.
And what's special about the planters?
Mr. Jordan's pack made the planters mm-hmm. also.
So oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. This is fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like an amazing day. So people can just be aware that the Blatchley Middle School students will be out giving, and their AmeriCorps volunteers and teachers, I imagine.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. All of the staff will be involved.
Participating.
In some way, yep.
And what day is the 20th?
It is Friday.
Friday. So a week from today,
mm-hmm.
this will be happening. Okay. Yep. So fingers crossed for some great weather.
Yes.
Some sun would be nice.
And also know if students are out, like, picking up garbage or working anywhere on the side of the road, they will be wearing safety vests. So please use caution.
Excellent. Yes. Great. And is there a chance that this will happen again, or is that kind of not being spoken about yet? We'll give it a try this year and see what happens.
We're going to give it a try and see what happens. I think it's going to depend largely on students.
I think they'll definitely like this very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Well, thank you for coming in this morning to talk with me about Day of Giving, but also thank you all for giving back to your community. What a wonderful gesture and just a great example for all of us listening this morning. So thank you, Hillary, Taylor, Fiona, and Jason. And listeners out there, be aware of Day of Giving on April 20th. Look for Blatchley middle schoolers out and about giving back to the community. Good morning.